We're up to Perek Sheni, the second chapter of Hilchas Mila, the Laws of Circumcision. The most standard Rambam sits on Daf Ayin Gimel on the base. Halacha Aleph. Hakol Shen Lamul. Everyone is fit, is kosher to circumcise. If you are all, even an uncircumcised person, the abbot or a slave, the isha, a woman, a katan, a child, molin, they can circumcise, but welcome Shen Shamish, where there is no man. Avalakum lo yimol klau. A non-Jew should not circumcise at all. V'malen etzach lach zolam oshniyah. But if he did circumcise, he doesn't have to circumcise a second time. The Kazamish explains that there are different views in the Gemara, and the Rambam holds that it's a doubt. So in the first place, you shouldn't have a non-Jew circumcise. But if he did, we accept it as valid. You don't have to redo it. V'chal molen, you can circumcise with anything. Feel a bitzur, even with a rock, of a schuchis, with a glass. B'chol davar shekares, or anything that cuts. However, v'layimo b'krumah shalkanah mipnei hasakanah. You should not cut with a type of reed, because it's dangerous. Pieces of the reed might break off and endanger the child. Mitzvah muv cholamo b'barzel, bein b'sak and bein b'misparayim. The best mitzvah is to circumcise with iron, whether in the form of a knife or a scissor. The custom of all Israel is to use a knife. Halacha beis. Ketzad mol, and how do you circumcise? Cholchin es kol ha'arim chapas ha'Torah. You cut off all of the skin that covers the glands. Achit es gala kol ha'Torah, until the entire glands is uncovered. V'achach parnas akrum harach shalamata min ha'ar. And afterwards, you uncover the thin layer of skin, which is actually a mucous membrane that's under the upper layer of skin. So you cut that or tear that apart. It's apart with a nail. Mazir lekano lekan, you turn it to either side. Achi yirah basar atara, until the flesh of the glands is uncovered. V'achakach motzit samila, then you suck the blood out of the circumcision. Achi yete adamim komus rechokim, so that the blood is drawn out even from a far place. They should liyavle de sakana, so as not to come to danger. It is considered health measure to draw out the blood. Whoever doesn't draw out the blood is removed from the office of a circumciser. And once he draws the blood, he puts on a plaster or a poultice and so on. Halacha Gimel. Yesh tzitzin ma'akvin es amila. There are certain strands of skin that invalidate the circumcision. Yesh tzitzin shen ma'akvin es amila. Certain strands do not invalidate it. Ketzad hasel. In nishamar ar la'arachol for rov gova shel ha'Torah, if there is left over from the foreskin enough that covers the majority of the height of the glands, hareza ar kamo shahaya, the person is considered uncircumcised as before. This skin is known as a strand that invalidates. If only a little bit of the foreskin was left that does not cover the majority of the height of the glands, this is known as a strand that does not invalidate. Halacha dalet. Hamol calls manchosik b'mila choser ben alatzitin shemakvin ben alatzitin shemakvin. If someone is circumcising, as long as he's involved in the circumcision, he can go back both for the strands that invalidate as well as for those that don't invalidate. As the Kesemish explains, we're talking on Shabbos now. Pirish al tzitzin ha'makvin choser. If he stopped, so on the strands that invalidate, he goes back and finishes it. Al tzitzin shein ha'makvin en ha'choser, but on the strands that do not invalidate, he doesn't go back, because that would be breaking Shabbos unnecessarily. Malvul ha'paras ha'mila kila lamol. If he circumcised and didn't uncover the area of the circumcision by removing that mucous membrane, it's considered as if he would have not circumcised. Halacha hei. Katan shebsara rach umeduldel biyoser. A child who has very soft and hanging flesh, or shahaya bal basar, or if he was fat, a chiri kilein amol, it appears as if he's not circumcised because that skin around there is fat and it covers up the glands. Rono sebeshius kasha. We look at it during the time of an erection. If you can see at that time that he's circumcised, you don't have to do anything. But you have to fix the flesh from either side because it looks bad since he appears to be uncircumcised. So you should fix it a bit. However, if at the time that he has an erection, he does not appear to be circumcised because the flesh there is so loose or fat, you must return and cut off the hanging flesh from either side until the glands is uncovered during the time of erection. This is all by rabbinic law. Even though he appears to be uncircumcised, since he already circumcised once, he does not have to circumcise a second time. You do all of the needs of the circumcision on Shabbos. Mullen, you circumcise, uparin, you tear the membrane, umotitzin, and you draw out the blood. And he goes back for the strands that invalidate, even though he stopped already. And on the strands that do not invalidate, as long as he didn't stop, as long as he's still occupied in the cutting. He puts the poultice on it. However, the preparations for the circumcision and endogamous the Shabbos do not push aside the Shabbos. Ketzer haso. Haresh lamotza sakin. Let's say they didn't find a knife. And also in sakin, Shabbos, you don't make a knife on Shabbos. You can't even bring it from place to place. Even a courtyard that's not, has no Erev, the ritual of Erev wasn't done, which allows you to carry from one private domain to another. Still, you do not bring it from one courtyard to another within the Mavoi, the large courtyard or the plaza. The Erev, which is a rabbinic law, is not set aside and pushed away because of bringing of the knife. However, you should have brought it before Shabbos. Similarly, you do not grind the herbs or heat up the water, and therefore you can't do it. You don't make the poultice. You don't mix the wine and the oil. However, if he did not grind the kamon, which is a cumin that is used for medicinal purposes, if he didn't do so before Shabbos, lois b'shin v'nosin, he can chew with his teeth instead of grinding and apply it. If he didn't beat up oil and wine, nosin zelatzun zelatzun, he can apply each one separately without beating. Zakal, this is the rule. Kol shev shalasos merv Shabbos in a dochas of Shabbos, whatever he could have done before Shabbos, does not push aside the Shabbos. Avlam shachach v'ochino machshirin. But instead, if you forgot and did not prepare those things needed for the circumcision, the circumcision must be pushed aside till the ninth day. Halacha ches. If they circumcise the child on Shabbos, then the hot water is spilled, or the herbs were scattered. Then you can do it all on Shabbos. You can heat the water and grind the herbs because it's dangerous not to. A place where it's customary to bathe the child, you wash him on Shabbos, on the day of the circumcision, both before and after. On the third day after the circumcision, if it fell on the Shabbos, that day is also considered dangerous and they have to wash him. That includes the washing, the bathing of the entire body, as well as just of that area of the circumcision. Whether it's water that was heated before Shabbos, or the water that was heated on Shabbos, because it's dangerous for him. The Ravid says, you have to say here that it's referring to water that was heated by an angel. To be shle macham mila sakana hilo, after the circumcision, it's dangerous. Even a Jew can heat it up. How can you have water that was heated up on Shabbos for the baby before the circumcision? It must be that a guy did it, an angel. And you can't even tell him. It must be talking about a case where he did it up himself, so you can use it already. Because otherwise, what the Rambam says, that you can use the water heated up before the circumcision, doesn't seem to make sense. How could a Jew heat it up? Just don't do the circumcision, put it off. So it must be talking about a case where the non-Jew heated it up for himself. Actually, this question was asked by the sages of Luniel of the to the Rambam himself, and he himself answered that when what he wrote, that you can use the water that was heated up on Shabbos for before the circumcision, he was referring to the third day after the circumcision, not to before the circumcision, because before the circumcision, indeed, a Jew is not supposed to heat up the water. But he's referring to a case where the child was circumcised 2 days previously. So it's done already. But you need water before, rather that you need the water that was heated up either before Shabbos or on Shabbos is referring to the third day of the circumcision, not to before the whole circumcision altogether. Halachatas, shachachu v'lovia sakim erev Shabbos, if they forgot and didn't bring a knife before Shabbos, omalayakum lahavi sakim Shabbos. You can tell an non-Jew to bring the knife, provided that he doesn't bring it through the public domain. The rule is, whatever is forbidden for us to do on Shabbos because of rabbinic law, you are allowed to tell an non-Jew to do it, since it's only rabbinic law, in order to do the mitzvah in its time. However, something that's forbidden to us because it's considered forbidden work by Torah law, we're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do it on Shabbos. Preparing for the circumcision, even a circumcision in the on the proper time, the eighth day, does not push aside the Yom Tov. Although Efshal Asosim Rav Yom Tov, since you could have done it before Yom Tov. We can infer this logically. If the preparations for the circumcision do not supersede the rabbinic laws, the preparation, when it entails breaking rabbinic law, still may not be done. How can they push away the Yom Tov, which is a prohibition of the Torah? But on Yom Tov you can grind the spices. However, since that's fit for cooking, and you're allowed to do things related to food on Yom Tov.